lot of earnings news this week, and as we like to do on the show, we now want to check in with Motley Fool senior writer Rick Munarez, who joins us from Miami, Florida. Welcome, Rick.
Thanks, David.
Rick, we want to look at two big earnings stories this week, eBay and Google. And let's start with Google, which saw its stock hit an all-time high this week thanks to blowout earnings.
Right, and it was a phenomenal report. I mean, you had earnings at the company grew fivefold to $1.29 a share. You had revenues which nearly doubled. They were up 93% to hit $1.3 billion. And basically, search advertising is the name of the game at Google, and that's making up just about all of the company's revenues. And by that, I mean that if you go to Google right now and you search for, let's say, Shetland ponies, you're going to see some sponsored ads off to the right, for horse breeders mm-hmm. and makers of pony grooming products and stuff like that. And advertisers are willing to pay as little as a nickel to quite a few dollars for every click on the relevant ads. And it works. It's working for Google.
And this is a company, Rick, that really came out of nowhere, kind of in the fourth or fifth inning of the Internet's big game. I mean, Yahoo was out there first. A number of other search engines already in play when Google showed up with its model of paid search. And you look at the market caps today, the price tags on each of these stocks, and it's really interesting to note that Google is around $60 billion now. The market cap for Yahoo, which was certainly around earlier, is $50 billion. And eBay, which we'll talk about in a sec, by the way, $43 billion as we speak. For comparison's sake, Starbucks is around $18 billion. So just pinning down on that for a sec, Rick, Google, which may seem ubiquitous until you think about Starbucks, but gosh, Google worth now three times more than Starbucks.
Yeah, and they're not even selling coffee. So, I mean, but when you think about it, I mean, and I guess we should define market cap, because that's basically when you take all the shares outstanding that a company has and you multiply it by what the market thinks that each share is worth. So it's basically what the market is valuing each of these companies. Google, I mean, this company didn't even go public until last August. So, I mean, they're pretty new in the game, and yet here they are reporting amazing results. A couple months ago, we were talking about that, eBay and Google, they're both $50 billion companies now, and it turns out they were just passing ships at this point.
They really were passing ships. And I think we have to ask a question on this show that maybe other shows aren't asking, which is simply, Rick, is Google a buy?
Yeah, and I may say what people on other shows aren't saying either. I'm going to say that Google is cheap right now. And you see the company, I mean, it's $215 or so a share right now. You think, how can that be cheap? But when you look at the company, I mean, you're talking 30% net margins. You're talking a company that earned $1.29 a share this past quarter. And if it keeps that up throughout the rest of the year, you're talking about a company that could earn, better than $5, maybe even $6 a share. And that drops down the price-to-earnings ratio down to, in the 35 and the 40 camp. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly reasonable for a company growing as fast as Google.
Mm. Now let's talk about another company that's growing fast, not quite as fast as Google, but the stock well down from the start of the year, and that would be eBay. eBay reported stronger than expected first quarter earnings this week, but the stock now, having started the year around 60, down in the low 30s, shares of eBay therefore have lost almost half their value so far this year.
Yeah, and earnings, they were up 28%, and sales were up 36%. And normally you would take that on just about any other company, but people that are used to eBay, doubling earnings, doubling sales and all that, this is more of a cold reality where, hey, this is a very exciting, still a fast-growing company, but not growing as quick as it used to.
Stepping away from it, this remains a very large, very successful company with some serious international possibilities going forward. But we are, I think, talking about a stock that at the beginning of this year, everybody seemed all of Wall Street to love the stock. And when that becomes the case, all of a sudden, who's going to come along and buy your shares away from you for a higher price? And I think that may have been what has dogged eBay. Full disclosure, I own some eBay. I wish I owned Google. Rick, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Rick Munarez, a senior writer for The Motley Fool, joining us from Miami, Florida.